What if I told you that you were born with everything you need to become wealthy? Not someday, not after years of struggle, but right now. The catch? Most people will go to their graves never realizing this truth. They'll spend decades chasing money, believing it's something out there to be captured, when in reality, prosperity has been within them all along. This isn't motivational fluff. It's a fundamental misunderstanding about the nature of wealth that keeps 95% of people financially struggling while a small minority thrives. The difference isn't talent, luck, or privilege. It's consciousness. We've been taught to treat money like a scarce resource, to be hoarded, feared, and obsessed over. This is backwards. Money is simply a servant energy, in motion, that flows toward those who understand its nature. Consider this sobering reality. In 1923, 8 of the world's wealthiest financiers met in Chicago, controlling more wealth than the entire U.S. government. Within 25 years, their lives ended in bankruptcy, prison, insanity, or suicide. Why? They had mastered earning money, but never learned to live richly. Most people claim money isn't everything, while simultaneously letting their entire lives revolve around it. Your mortgage holder cares about money. Your grocer cares. Pretending otherwise is absurd. The real question isn't whether money matters. It's whether you'll master it or let it master you. Money earned through luck doesn't exist. Every dollar must be earned. Yet people like Mr. Chapman die with over $100,000 hidden in their homes while living like paupers. He had wealth, but never used it, making it worthless. Money has value only in circulation, only when it's working for you. The shift begins with prosperity consciousness, seeing yourself as already wealthy. Wealthy people aren't comfortable with money because they have it. They have it because they're comfortable with it. Your subconscious mind doesn't distinguish between imagination and reality. When you convince it that wealth feels natural, it automatically finds ways to manifest that feeling materially. Most people dramatically underestimate their financial needs and settle for crumbs. Create a detailed inventory of everything you want: housing, transportation, dining, travel, education, entertainment. Don't list what you currently spend, list what you'd love to spend if money weren't an issue. This is your one life. You deserve to live it fully. If you vanished tomorrow, would your family survive financially? Despite good jobs, 95% of people leave barely enough for funeral costs. Proper life insurance ensures your family's goals are automatically met. Responsible love in action. The breakthrough: start living well now. While everyone pays bills religiously, fewer than 5 in 100 pay themselves first. The ancient Babylonian principle: a part of all you earn is yours to keep. Set aside at least 10% of every paycheck into a financial independence account before paying anyone else. Drowning in debt? Allocate 20% to a debt clearance account. Inform every creditor of your systematic repayment plan. You're stating facts, not requesting permission. This structure creates immediate relief: instant estate through insurance, growing savings, self-payment priority, orderly debt retirement, and 70% for living expenses. Suddenly, you gain mental clarity to build real wealth rather than merely survive. Everything in your life began as an image in someone's mind. The chair you're sitting on, the device you're reading this on, all started as invisible thoughts before becoming physical reality. A minister once praised a farmer's beautiful land, crediting God's blessing. The farmer replied, "Yes, Reverend, but I wish you could have seen it when God had it all to himself." Divine potential requires human imagination and effort to manifest. Jack Nicklaus revolutionized golf by visualizing every shot before taking it, seeing precisely how the ball would fly, land, and roll. He called this going to the movies. You possess the same mental faculties. Consider John Canary, who transformed from earning a modest yearly income into commanding that same amount for a single speaking engagement. What changed? Not his intelligence or natural talent, only his mental images and unwavering commitment to them. Your current circumstances are simply the physical manifestation of images you've been holding in your mind. Change those images persistently, and the physical world must eventually conform. Blessings flow through obedience to irrevocable spiritual laws. This is spiritual physics. Your mental images become physical reality through understanding and applying these laws with unwavering faith. Faith is the ability to see the invisible and believe in the incredible, which enables believers to receive what the masses think is impossible. David defeated Goliath with faith in spiritual law, not armor. With just a slingshot and one stone, he proved spiritual law supersedes physical circumstances. When facing difficulties, strengthen your resolve. I am a child of infinite intelligence, meant for success, not failure. Abundance is my birthright. Manifestation never involves force. Force negates. Follow the quiet inner guidance that speaks through feelings rather than words. This intuition often contradicts conventional wisdom, but every great leader was once considered heretical for marching to a different drummer. Desire alone won't bring wealth. Millions desire prosperity, yet remain broke. The missing ingredient? Expectation. Most people wish positively, but expect negatively. Your desire moves you toward your dream, while expectation pulls your dream toward you. Pat and John wanted a home by Christmas. They lacked funds, but built a clear mental image and genuinely expected to achieve it. This shifted their thinking from whether to how. They moved into their new home just before Christmas. Everything vibrates at different frequencies, and thought ranks among the highest. Your brain transmits and receives vibrations. You're constantly broadcasting signals that attract matching frequencies. You gravitate toward people who make you feel good because you're in resonance with their vibration. Since energy is neither created nor destroyed, everything you want already exists. You simply need to choose thoughts that harmonize with your desires. The line between success and failure is razor thin. Top performers often outpace average ones by just 3 or 4%, yet the results are incomparable. Vince Lombardi's second effort concept, surging forward when initially stopped, transforms careers. One additional sale weekly seems minor, but over 40 years equals 2,000 extra sales. Milton Campbell won Olympic silver in 1952, then trained 4 more years while superior athletes quit. He earned gold in 1956. A struggling repair shop transformed overnight by adding enthusiasm, vacuuming interiors, and washing exteriors. Their razor's edge? A hospitable attitude and small extra touches. Success often requires nothing more than persistence and minor improvements others overlook. Great achievers project into the future rather than dwell on the past. Their forward thinking made breakfast in Paris, lunch in New York, and dinner in Toronto possible, achievements that seemed impossible until ordinary humans built extraordinary images in their minds. Your mind functions like a Polaroid camera. Once you've snapped a mental picture, there's a gestation period before physical manifestation appears. Your conscious mind is the shutter, your subconscious does the work, and your results are the photograph, showing the world the physical replica of what you've already captured mentally. Bob Templeton demonstrated this after a tornado hit Barrie, Ontario. He challenged his executives to raise $3 million in 3 hours, 3 days from now. When met with skepticism, he created two columns, why we can't, which he X'd out, and how we can. Whenever someone raised an objection, everyone shouted, next. They achieved the impossible. Nature abhors a vacuum. You must let go of the old to make room for the new. We cling to old ideas because we lack faith in our ability to obtain new things. Your true self knows no limits. Build clear images of what you desire, expect them with unwavering faith, and watch as the universe conspire to deliver them.